The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A list of proposals was in front of Cabinet today, including a sports action plan. It's going to look at improving a whole host of things, including participation amongst women and young girls in sport. And one measure that they're going to research is whether one of the barriers to engagement in sport is the wearing of school uniforms. Maeve De Burca is a former Irish player and pundit and spoke to Ciara Kelly on News Talk Breakfast this morning on the issue. Have a listen.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely an area that needs to be looked at because obviously the dropout rate for girls compared to boys is a lot higher. I mean, research has shown that by the age of 12, by 13 even, one in two girls drop out of sport. So yeah, it's very important to look at the factors that are influencing that. And I think the kind of suitability of the uniforms or the gear that they're wearing definitely has a big impact on that. But I think it's just even the uniforms themselves for girls going to school, like I know, I suppose nowadays with culture and societal norms, there's less children walking and cycling to school, but at least maybe if we had comfortable uniforms, they could take a walk at lunch or do some kind of, you know, even basic physical activity, not even sport, but just even being able to move and just be more comfortable to.
That's what Maeve De Burca had to say, the former Irish international. Barbara Ennis is with me, principal of Alexandra College in Dublin. Barbara, do you think school uniforms provide a barrier to participation in sport?
No, I don't. Now, I'm speaking about my own school here because I can't speak for other schools, but our sports kit is very user-friendly and we changed it recently to include leggings for sport. And most of the girls wear leggings from first to fourth year during sport. Now, if they're representing the school, they will wear a skort, which is a skirt with a kind of short attached to it, and they will wear the school top. So I don't think that is a barrier to participation. I think there are other things that are much bigger than that, not least of which is only recently being able to see images of themselves on the screen, in the media. Before, you know, the concentration was always on the men and rugby and soccer and Gaelic for men. But now the girls can see them, their future selves in images and in stories that they're reading in the media. So I think the uniform, while it's a point, it's not the most important point to make about participation of girls in sport.
And you think, Barbara, that the fact that there is more exposure now, that, you know, it might take time, but that will increase participation levels, you think?
Oh, I definitely think it will. I mean, like, even I feel very proud when I look at the Lidl ads, for example, which I think were one of the first people to take that whole thing on board, you know, promoting girls' success in Gaelic games. And I do think that when you've got an image that you can relate to, that speaks to you about your own gender and its involvement in various areas of life, it makes it much more realistic and something that you can aim towards as a female.
Emma D'Souza is with us as well, the spokesperson and vice chair of votingrights.ie. Emma, do you think that uniforms prove a barrier to participation?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, I would agree with Maeve's comments earlier today. I think that this proposal is very sensible. It's very reasonable to look at this as a potential barrier to girls and women's participation in sport. You know, if we look at some of the research on this, Sports Ireland shows that 7% of 14 to 15-year-old girls are not getting their recommended daily allowance of physical activity. And this is not a new thing. It, you know, women's participation in sport has faced barriers for many decades. So I think that when you think about the context of it here, I mean, what purpose is the uniform serving? Does it benefit young girls to have to wear a skirt or a skort whenever they're doing physical activity? Or, as Barbara has just said, whenever they brought in leggings to their school, there are now, of course, more girls that are choosing to wear the leggings. So why are we then forcing them back into a skirt whenever they're doing an activity outside of the school? I think there's just a question here about who benefits from the uniform. And I don't believe that it's the young girls that are wearing them.
But it feels like there's kind of two debates here, discussions. There's one about kind of the value of uniforms in general, and then there's whether they're a barrier to sport. And by the time anyone gets to secondary school, I assume you're changing out of uniforms anyway, be you male or female, to engage in sport, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a whole other debate here to be had, of course, about the values and benefits of uniforms or not of uniforms. But I think in the particular area of sport, I think absolutely if you're putting girls into a skirt or into a sort of outdated gender norm in terms of what they would be wearing, I don't think that that increases participation, because you have to think about things like anxiety that young girls will have, about pressures they will have, about the reality of being a teenager in that environment. And the most important thing here should be comfort. And whenever young girls and women are comfortable, they're more likely to take part in sport.
Barbara, what about that argument? You get rid of the uniform, everyone feels a bit more comfortable and participation levels increase.
Well, oh, if only it were that simple, I would be all for it, but it's not that simple. So with regard to the participation in sport, it's all got to do with what happens at school level. So if you make it difficult for girls to engage in sport by insisting that they wear a uniform during sport, then of course you're on to a loser. But I don't know any school that does do that. I mean, there's no school that I'm aware of where the girls are asked to wear the skirt or the skort when they're doing their training or when they're participating in PE classes. It's only when they're representing their school in a competitive match or in a friendly that they're asked to wear a uniform. And the reason behind that is to do with ease of identification on the pitch, for example, and also, you know, loyalty to the school and the school spirit. So I don't see that as a barrier, because by the time the girls get to be on the pitch, they've already broken through the barrier of participation. They've already got there. They've already done their training. So I think we need to look at this in a much broader context of why exactly is it that girls are dropping out of sport from 13 onwards? And I think the answer is much more complex than just the uniform. I agree they need to feel comfortable, but they do when they're doing their training, because they're wearing gear that they would wear normally at home. And in our school, we don't have a uniform at all in fifth and sixth year. So there isn't an issue there for our students. But yeah, it could be the case in other schools, but I think it's a bit of a fatuous argument, to be honest.
Emma, I mean, the uniform thing is just one aspect that this group are going to look at as part of the sports action plan, the government's updated sports action plan. Whether it's the uniforms or not, I think there's an acceptance of the reality. As you say, only 7% of those young teenage girls getting the recommended daily amount of exercise. I mean, is there other low-hanging fruit that you think we could implement and go for, and it might increase that figure?
Well, I think that, I mean, it is correct to say that, of course, it's not just uniforms as to why young girls are not participating in sport. And there has to be much more research done into the various barriers that are preventing girls from feeling comfortable going into these activities. I do think this is one of them. But of course, there needs to be an examination of whether or not it's the right sports that are being offered to girls and what other reasons they may have for not being able to participate in them. I think that, you know, when we talk about this, it is just one aspect of lots of different issues that could be addressed. But I think when you bring up just the point there that Barbara had said about, well, you know, young girls are wearing their uniforms on the field when they go to play a game. Again, I go back to that point. Well, who is that benefiting? Because Barbara talked about it being ease of recognition, and it's about the school identity. And so it's kind of more about the appearance of the school and how the school appears in the community, not necessarily how the girls feel on the pitch.
Emma D'Souza, the political commentator. Barbara Ennis, who's the principal of Alexandra College in Dublin. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.